I will speak about regulation of hedge fund, and just one point about this regulation, it is the quest of informational disclosure. So the financial crisis has highlighted the tension related to the lack of transparency in hedge fund industry, but there is no consensus about the way to disclose information. And so you have a lot of reports and proposals. And we work on that, on this set of reports and proposals. And from the economic point of view, usually you have only two cases. One, it is opacity, so you have only private information. And the other, the opposite side, it is transparency with public information. So you have one individual who have information or everyone. But I think it's more interesting to consider that you have a continuum of a modality to disclose information. So you have that in recent literature about informational disclosure. In economics, with the article of Butov Taker, and they consider three cases of modality, so private and public, and just to give a little information for a few people. And also from the law point of view, you have also the article of Taylor, who noticed that you could have different kind of agreement from private arrangement with one client and one firm to a public law. So what we want here in this article is just to classify the proposals of informational disclosure agreements and using some tool from economic, so maybe it will not be usual in law, but it is to consider a consequentialist approach just to imagine the expected effect of the proposals, and which is, I will explain after, to reduce or to improve microeconomic allocation or to improve macroeconomic allocation. And also, we will distinguish the modality of disclosure, if it is only to one, to some, to only public authority, or to all. And so, we will use something very strange, so the reports and proposals, and report from United States, from European Union, and United Kingdom, and also report from private people, and also from public people. So I will show you after. So for me, this evolution is not an evolutionary gain, but more a political bargaining with private and public actors and with very different interests from hedge fund, from investor, and for public authority. So why do hedge funds have to be regulated? First answer would be because hedge fund could induce some damages. From Europe, we know the case of Soros and the attack against Liechtenstein, and more recently, the case of Volkswagen share in October 2008, who fell down because of short-selling strategy induced by hedge fund. You have also the fear of system increase, and you have the example of LTCM in 1988. And also, the problem is the increasing assets under management invest in hedge fund industry. But if we consider the last crisis, in fact, hedge funds do not provoke the crisis, but they are the victims of the crisis. So in fact, the regulation is not a way to resolve the crisis, but more, it is more a structural event, maybe to improve liberalist norm of transparency, and also because you have the arrival of institutional investor in hedge fund industry, which change the game and which change the power inside this game. So just one point, it is the evolution of asset under management in hedge fund industry. And so you have the amount, so it is very huge. But what is very interesting, it just before 2000, majority of clients were individual. And after, the majority is fund pension fund and institutional investor. So maybe the regulation of hedge fund is induced by this change of clients, and this investor clients need more information to give to their clients because they have some delegated management. So what is the 4 points of my presentation? I will just describe you market failures induced by hedge fund opacity. After, I will describe our data, which is hedge fund recommendation in different reports in 1998. After, I will explain you the way to encode to code data with two criteria, and after, our results. So first, opacity and market failure. Just before, we have to understand why, before LTCM, people accepted the opacity of hedge fund. And in fact, it was a trade-off between secret and performance. So we accept less information if you give more performance to us. And why people accept this opacity, it is because clients of hedge funds was very rich individuals, and they accept to take the risk. And after, public authorities say it is sophisticated clients, it is not my aim. So you take the risk, you take the opacity, and I do nothing about regulation. So furthermore, public authority considers that maybe hedge fund could improve liquidity and market efficiency. So every people were agree to have a very slight regulation on hedge fund, and you have only a mix of indirect regulation and market discipline who regulate the hedge fund industry. And it was the same in the United States, but it was the creation of hedge fund, in Great Britain, and also in Europe. So the only way it is indirect regulation with prime broker, or because they act on a regulated market, and after, there is a market discipline, and only with clients and hedge fund. So at the end, we have a lack of public information. Even in the United States, it is forbidden to do advertisement about hedge fund industry. So we have no information, and private information is not standardized, and it is only a bargaining between each client and each hedge fund. But this situation created some market failure. So hedge fund, just from economic point of view, hedge fund have information, but they refuse to give to clients. Prime broker, it is there is a loan relation between hedge fund and prime broker, so they have no information. And so, from the economic point of view, we have an agency problem. It is a problem of micro misallocation. That is, prime broker will give loan to bad hedge fund. And also, we have agency problem with clients, because clients will invest in bad hedge fund. But also, we have another failure, and it is macro failure, because hedge fund didn't give information to a regulatory authority, so regulatory authority did not know about the leverage, did not know also about their portfolio. And so at the end, everybody in the market and the outside citizen have no information. And so we have at the macro level a problem of efficiency, because maybe you could have some financial instability of market induced by hedge fund strategy, and also you could have, because of the credit relation, a systemic risk, and after via the credit channel, real instability. So just to summarize, we have two main misallocation, micro and macro, and after, we have two market failure in each asymmetry ex-ante asymmetry ex-ante expert. So you have some literature who describes that. And after, you have also some matrix failure in financial stability and real instability. So our data, so it is report about regulation. So we have 22 reports from 15 institutions. So you have some institutions from United States and from Europe. You have two draft laws, one from your European Union and two from United States. You have some political reports. It is from socialist group. And you have also some report from professional group as IEMR, for instance, or hedge fund working group. So we have different kind of report, and we consider all the proposal inside the report. So at the end, we have 2009 proposals. 30 proposals are not related to informational disclosure, but they consider direct regulation or capital requirement or constraint about leverage. But informational disclosure were predominant. We have 86% of all proposals who deal with informational disclosure. So at the end, we have 174 proposals, almost 100 before the crisis and 70 after the crisis. But in the different report, we could have the same proposal. So in fact, we have only 45 different proposals. So we work on that. And after, we encoding this data, and we just this is, we will, at the end, we don't follow that. But just to explain you that disclose information is very difficult, in fact. And so if you consider hedge fund, they could disclose information to clients, to a regulatory authority, but also to prime broker, or to all, just to publish everything, and like it is for mutual fund, for instance. But also after, you can have information who is disclosed indirectly. For instance, pension fund could give some information to regulatory authority. Also, prime broker has they have a specific regulation, could give also information to authority regulatory. But we summarize it, and I think that these four modalities are more interesting than what we think. It is just to distinguish the way to disclose information. Is it a discretionary disclosure? Just one client, one hedge fund, or one client, one prime broker? So like a liberal way, just to bargain together and to agree freely about the information? Is it a contractual disclosure, just to create a public contract and all clients or all prime broker will be have the same information? And it could be by law or by guideline, so soft law. You could also disclose information only to regulatory authority, like it is for bank regulation. And also, you can say, just to disclose information to whole, just to say, my portfolio is that, you can see on my website, on that web, on the web. So finally, for each proposals, we have a continuum of agreement from discretionary, it is only to one person, to all. And after, we can distinguish why you disclose information. Is it to improve macro allocation or to improve micro allocation, so to reduce agency problem? So just an example of our encoding. So we have here the proposal. And after, we have the institution. It says Fed here. We have the time for each proposal. And thank you. So, and the number. And after, we are encoding data, which is what is the aim, micro, macro, the way, accelerate. So our results, so just first, it is just statistic results. And what we can see, so here It is, you have the number before after the crisis, and we just separate low draft just because it's different. And we can say that informational disclosure is mainly to a contractual form, so just to standardize the contract and to give the same information to all. And after you revert, disclose information to public authority and to all, like we in the paper we call IECNT, just to give information to all. It is very few discretionary. But what is very interesting is it that before and after the crisis, you can see that in fact the what it increase, it is the need to disclose information to clients and not to public authority, but just because in fact the problem of the crisis was not hedge fund, and so hedge funds say this is not our fault, and institutional investors say yes, but we need more information. So that is the consequence of the crisis, because before the main argue was the risk, systemic risk induced by hedge fund, but the crisis showed that it was not the main problem. The main problem was information to clients. And we see the same here, that before the crisis, the aim was micro and macro inequality, but after, the main problem was micro allocation. So I will do quickly, because after we run some Kohonen algorithm just to have classification about these proposals, and this is the main result of our article. So I'm sorry, it is just for not so Kohonen map, just a way to classify. It's very beautiful tool, but it's quite difficult to explain. But just consider that for each proposal we have a vector, and vector with six dimensions, so discretionary, contractual modality, authority, all micro and macro aim. And so if I consider this class, you can see that you have one to the modality authority and one to the macro aim. So, and after the originality of Kohonen map, that you have a continuous transformation. So you can see here, the authority is decreased and after it's null. And it is the same for, if you consider here, it is stable. But if you consider here, you can see that macro aim is 1 and now it's decreasing. So you have a continuous classification, and you can say someone is very close to the other. And so after, we can classify all our proposals, and we can see that we can distinguish, in fact, four main classes of proposals, which is the first one, discretionary modality and micro aim, which is this liberal agreement. And after, contractor modality and micro aim, it is more what we say after, I think we say consensus. It is like for mutual fund. So you create a standardized contract for all and each one. And so we have a classification of reports by this way. So we voilà, liberal type, contractual type, regulatory type, just to give information to regulatory authority. And also you can choose to give information to all. But after, we did the same thing for reports, because we can have the same vector for each report, for IMR, for Fed, for the draft. And so we can have classification for the different regulation proposed. So here it is just a little more sophisticated, but it is the same. You have the continuously transformation of dimension. But if I consider here, so on the 9, you can see you have 1 to discretionary modality and
very high to constructive modality, and the aim is micro allocation. And just something very interesting, just the class 3, where you have public information and just to resolve micro and macro weight. And after, we have the classifications of reports, and we can see the opposition between the different actors about hedge fund regulation. You can see here that you find United States and United Kingdom, and so we call it, it is here, the regulatory tip. Just I'm coming back to the last one. So they are here, and so they want to regulate hedge funds and to disclose information on mainly to public regulatory and mainly to resolve macro misallocation. And here in the class 7 we have European Union, and you can see that European Union is more a mix between micro and macro aim, and also the main modality is to standardize contract and to reveal the same to disclose information to all. And also here in class 9 we have some professional reports like IEMA, and so they prefer, but it is obvious, a liberal way, which is private negotiation and discretionary modality with micro. So you have that, and then you can see. So to conclude, we can see the complexity to improve transparency norm, because in fact we have a continuum of agreements, and we can also notice that the informational disclosure is very polymorphic. In fact, here we only assume that we can consider the expected consequences of one modality and just to analyze that, but we assume that it is not the only way to consider informational disclosure. We can notice also the difficulty to converge where an international regulation, because in fact there is divergence between public and private regulation, and also between United States and European Union. So even if it exists a consensus about market failures induced by opacity in hedge fund industry, you will have a lot of bargaining between each other to conclude about a norm. And just some limits on work in progress. So here we assume that information pre-exists. We say at the beginning that hedge fund has information. But in fact, information is herself a result of social political construction, because the risk model, the way to evaluate the OTC product you have in portfolio is very complicated. Also, we only consider informational disclosure, but it exists other forms to regulate hedge funds, from indirect regulation, for instance, or also for capital requirement and leverage, and to constrain leverage. And at the end, we use a subjective encoding, because it is us who encode, and we want to use some algorithm to encode better. Thank you.
Thank you. Political story to account for the difference in the thrust between the EU proposals and the US proposal. That is, the US is strictly disclosure to the macro regulator, and in the EU they're worried about what pension funds and other institutions that are investing in hedge funds. I detect no worry about these actors in the United States, which is in absolutely in accordance with your results, and I'm surprised by the European interest in protecting these actors.
I'm not a specialist about economy, European political regulation, but
So when we could, now in France, in Europe, you have discussions about a directive about hedge funds. And during this discussion, you have some professional delegate of pension fund who was coming just to say what they want. And we and
oh,
they
right.
and
I,
we have that on the report.
That's a complete answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, they want, but I don't know why I didn't did interview with them.
Yeah.
But they give some elements. Make as
so
for
they
instance.
Act as, they act as an interest group, an EU directive policy making, and they read, and they say we're not getting enough from the hedge funds, and we'd like you to get us more.
Yeah. But
and they do it contractually.
Well, there's a range of requests, right?
Yeah, but what they want is just to give more information, but just but not to have some standardized contract. To just say, we want more information, we want some guideline, we want some exempted due diligence. What they want more is due diligence.
But by hypothesis, they wouldn't have to go to EU if they thought they could get it in a bilateral negotiation for investing. It's very interesting. So they're saying there's a market failure.
It's also part of the decision process, though, that the EU itself has to ask for the input of stakeholders. It's in the decision process.
That's true.
At specific stages of the process, they have to ask. So they send out questionnaires and they ask, you have this list of questions, how do you see it? How do you think about it?
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I just wonder, too, if there might be something like cap dependence going on in terms of just. Are different modalities of regulating securities markets and corporate law generally. It seems like the U.S. model, at least at the federal level, is much more focused on disclosure because in the United States, most of the contractual and private law stuff is done at the state level. Whereas in the EU, it seems like with large institutional investors as insiders or long-term stakeholders in a lot of companies, there's much less focus on disclosure, and there's other forms of shareholder protection. So I'm wondering if maybe there's some sort of path dependent, as well as political explanation for why the U.S. and the EU are approaching this regulatory problem in quite different ways.
But for me, from European point of view, it's very strange because we saw that during the MADEF problem that in fact. He could give no information, in fact, when you, like your hedge fund. And so I think it's very strange, but it is more strange from European fund. Just why do you accept such actors to give no information? I think it's very strange. And so it is true that from the European point of view, it is obvious that they will regulate this actor, because they regulate usually all
right.
our financial actor just to protect saver. But I
think it was this rich individuals accept the risk argument.
Yeah.
But is there any correlation between opacity and performance? I mean, in fact, well, I mean, I just wonder if, you know, in fact, if the hedge funds that don't disclose anything do better because they have some kind of, I mean, I'm just wondering, or was it just a big mistake and now?
It was, they argue because they say that if they disclose their strategy, our strategy is very short-term strategy,
yeah.
and the profit of arbitrages between the market. If you say before, this is my strategy, you will lose money because after you lose,
yeah.
the opportunity of arbitrage between markets. So it is true, but after we saw in United Kingdom, for instance, and you have a lot of insider trading, in fact, and the FSA condemned a lot of hedge funds because they say opacity, but in fact it was insider
yeah,
trading. Yes, and
each other.
Well, opacity also stands for actually illiquidity. Because in many of these cases, hedge funds and university endowments and others don't really know. They have made investments, and a lot of these people have investment strategies which are create highly liquid asset portfolios. And if you demand monthly reporting or quarterly reporting or even yearly reporting, they are not they can give you any meaningful numbers.
Well, you know, the, I don't want to jump in.
Well, has there been any attempt, as far as you know, to actually define the hedge fund? Because the word hedge is totally misleading anyway, that it, none of these organizations actually create energy. So why call them hedge funds in the first place? And secondly, how do you define what Madoff did, which was simply investment management, versus large pools of money that make, like Soros, make bets against currencies? These are entirely different kinds of animals that have no relationship to one another.
But so, I don't know if I read it in the paper, but because in fact this was coming from a bigger construct, and we work with some lawyer about what is hedge fund. And in fact, in European Union, it is very easy to define hedge fund. It's just they are not UCITS fund, which is a regulated society of mutual fund. So I think it is true that it is like a garbage. You can say only that it is not like a regulated mutual fund, but inside you could have some investment strategy which is only to buy share on stock agent. You could have also some leverage strategy, risk strategy. You could have also, and this is the case in France, some big insurance who prefer to put money in such money like that, but in fact it is very, very prudent fund, but just they don't want to be regulated.
It
yeah.
Is it into the category? Can you want to ask
it is
last
true.
Question? I guess.
No, I was just going to say there's plenty of not credible information about private, like illiquid private equity firms floating around. All right, they're quite happy to have industry aggregates.
Like I, you know, Michael Blumber, a mayor of New York, he's a billionaire. Okay, so he's now going to hire one money manager, just one. That the sole job of that money management firm is to manage his money. He cannot do anything else. It's to manage his money. Now, is that a hedge fund?
And money manager?
All he is, all they will do is manage the money of Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. That's all they will do. They cannot do anything else.
No, that's how it is true.
Well, thank you.